And now, David, as you and Gary exit, Rosemary and I'll slip in here. We'll kind of try to keep the killer cycles clicking, so to speak.
You gonna click first, Bing?
I'm clicking. In a little Spanish town, it was on a night like this. Stars were peek-a-booing down, 'twas on a night like this. I whispered, be true to me. And she sighed, she sighed. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart. We made a promise, and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart. We made a promise, and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Rosie, I'd like to give you a little present.
What?
I'm going to give you this mic. Here you are. This Telefunken is all yours.
Well, I want to thank you very much.
Well, just don't stand there and glow. Sing something, will you?
I'll try. Buddy, get me off the hook here, will you?
With a dream of love, I can face the world without you. With a dream of love, I remember the sweet things about you. When I'm away, I know that we're apart, but in my dreams, I guess I'm not so smart, so I close my eyes, and I hide from all my sorrows. When I close my eyes, there's a promise of maybe tomorrow. I believe when they say that dreams come true, with just a dream of love, what else can you do?
Ah!
And they say that dreams come true. With just a dream of love, what else can
right at this precise moment, ladies and gentlemen, we have some important words and music for all of you from Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with a spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Got a tune here now that's been kicking around for, lo, these many years. I don't think one more little touch will hurt it, do you?
A song coming on, and I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. Story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you. Love and glory, hallelujah, and now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, I feel a song coming on.
Friends, at this time, in the spirit of kindness to animals, and being in a gentle frame of mind, I'd like to pass on the latest theory of Lord Dodding, who is Chief Air Marshal of Britain.
Oh, Lord Dodding. He's the very famous anti-vivisectionist, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. And the Lord Dodding dabbles in spiritualism, too. But right now, his big project is trying to put a legal ban on animal poisons. You know, poisons that cause animals to suffer. And he claims that he and his wife keep their house entirely free of rodents just by friendly persuasion. No poison necessary.
If some mice happened to get in your house, you wouldn't poison them?
No, just friendly persuasion. In other words, don't give your mice a Mickey.
Well, that sounds
don't do it.
Pretty wonderful at that. We don't like to poison rodents or trap them or anything, but well, how does this friendly persuasion work?
Well, I tell you, Ken, the way I'll tell you what Lord Dodding says, the way he and his wife handle it, their technique, they say you must steal up on the little beasts after dark and you speak very softly to them.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. For instance, you say, I'm glad to have you as unseen pets, but you're causing me a bit of difficulty.
And that's friendly persuasion, huh?
Yes, and according to Lady Dodding, after this quiet little hint has been dropped, the rodents understand the situation completely, and they leave the house just like they're being frog-marched.
Frog-marched? I had no idea that you could reason with a mouse so simply.
Well, I guess so. My Lord Dodding, he says so. We've been taking the wrong tack all these years. We never tried, you know, speaking softly to them. Telling them that they're really inconveniencing us. Would they mind leaving?
You know, once in a while a mouse gets in our house.
Once in a while a mouse gets in everybody's house.
I'm going to try the Lord and Lady Dodding principle. The next time I hear a mouse scampering around, I'm going to tiptoe up behind him and, well, just put it right to him that he's causing embarrassment and would he mind leaving?
Oh, well, I think while you're at it, I'll pump this up a little bit. You might hand him a cheese sandwich. You want to send him packing like that?
Oh, no, lunch. No. I'd give him a cheese sandwich, maybe a soft drink or something.
Just one other thing I should caution you about when you're talking to the mice in your house at night. You want to be very careful nobody hears you.
I hate to ask, but why is that?
Well, according to Milady Dodding, that's the one hazard in the technique, because if some stranger happened to hear you talking to a mice, they might think you're a little daft. A little bit off your rocker. You're going crackers. You know what I mean?
I'm not worried about what a stranger thinks, just as long as my message gets across to Mickey the Mouse.
Well, you're a purist, Ken. Mickey Mouse and Minnie, too, will understand if you just reason with them. Talk to them straight from the shoulder, but softly. If you want to get their attention, beat them a little.
I'll be very gentle. Very gentle.
Please give us a report, Ken, if you have any good luck.
Okay, I'll let you know when they come out. Well, while you two are resting, why not let Buddy Cole and Ensemble take a charge for a while?
I think that would be wonderful. I think everybody would get a big charge out of it, too, I'm sure.
Buddy, looks like you're on.
Rosemary, we've time left, it appears, for just one more song. Would you be willing to accept the responsibility?
Oh, most happily, Bing. I consider this a delightful responsibility.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. But such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Time to cut on out now, Rosie.
That's it for today, friends. But we'll be back right at this very same spot at the very same time tomorrow.
Let's all regroup then, shall we?
Yes.
Get the inside dope on Kentucky Derby possibilities and probabilities before they break away from the starting gate Saturday by listening to the CBS Radio Network's pre-Derby Sportsorama show tonight with Red Barber and top jockeys, trainers, and owners of the turf world. Listen tonight to the pre-Derby Sportsorama show on this station.